Changing technology creates more problems than new encryption codes to crack, at least to commentator Gary Beach.
I looked around my basement recently for things to include in a garage sale. Tucked away in the corner was an old computer. It had originally cost something like $4,000. I just couldn't bring myself to sell it for $50, or suffer the embarrassment of not being able to sell it at all. So I decided to donate my old computer to the local high school. I was amazed when school officials refused my donation. They said the machine was too old. And with the dramatic drop in PC prices, the school's tech policy was to buy new. I was rebuffed there, too. Turns out old computers are PCs non grata, even at the dump. I was told they wouldn't accept monitors at all, and components in the rest of the computer could be disposed of for a fee only twice a year during prearranged pickups. I have learned this is not unusual. According to market researcher Stanford Resources, Inc., 55 million PCs will become obsolete this year, either replaced by a newer machine or discarded because they no longer work. The group predicts more PCs will become junk than will be sold. To put that number in perspective, consider this. If all those junked machines were lined up next to each other, they'd stretch from Boston to San Francisco and back, not once, but twice. The problem with old PCs is not that they are old, it's that they are poisonous. Older computer monitors can contain between 4 and 8 pounds of lead. The soft screens of notebook computers contain mercury. Few recycling plants in America can efficiently handle either one. That's why New Jersey will soon label tech junk as hazardous waste. And the European Parliament is requiring computer vendors to take back old equipment and to build future machines without hazardous materials. The U.S. government likewise wants the American computer industry to figure out how to safely dispose of unwanted PCs. But U.S. computer companies are having enough problems making money selling new machines. Some see a day coming when consumers will pay a recycling charge every time they buy a new PC, not unlike the 5-cent a can fee added onto soft drinks. To work, the fee would have to be significant, at least 10% of the price of the new PC. Americans will balk about paying so much unless they really understand where the money's going. So to raise people's awareness of the problem, PC vendors should create and fund a national public service advertising campaign. And inside every new computer's box should be a booklet telling the consumer what to do with their old PC. States and local governments need to start collecting discarded computers monthly, not just once or twice a year. And the federal EPA needs to encourage PC makers to make new machines with non-toxic materials. Old smelter plants closed by the EPA's environmental risks might be retooled to safely handle old tech junk. Many hoped computers would reduce paper waste in our homes and offices. But until we build environmentally safe computers, we have simply traded one problem for another.
Gary Beach is publisher of CIO Magazine.